Millions of Americans are spending their Memorial Day holiday in the traditional manner, attending parades or cookouts, and by now sitting in traffic on the way home from the parade or the cookout. But others occupied their day off with less than traditional activities, everything from recreating a World War II battle to that distinctly unbeachworthy activity, snow skiing. We've called a few folks around the country to find out what they're up to today. We'll start in Maine with nature guide and biologist Michael Good, who spent a day on Mount Desert Island looking for warblers. Do I have that right?
You certainly do, Robert. Good to talk to you.
And did you find any warblers? And what is a warbler exactly?
Oh, we did find warblers today. We found Tennessee warblers, black-throated greens, black and whites, blackburnians. We're right in the throes of migration, so we have quite an array of birds here now.
Now, is the point that all warblers have in common that they warble?
Well, they certainly have many different types of calls, and they sing with trills, or they have buzzes and hiss and chips and rollicks and all kinds of different calls. So what I do when I'm out in the field with people is try to teach them about the types of calls that birds make, what kind of habitat they're in, to give them a little better idea about what life's like here in Maine, but also to take some of that information back with them when they go back wherever they're coming from.
Well, for all of those listeners who are too far from Maine to have taken part in your walk, how about a demonstration of what a warbler might sound like?
Well, we have yellow warblers, and they say, sweet, 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 I'm so sweet. And chestnut-sided warblers, they sit up in the top of the trees, and they say, please, 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 to meet ya. And then there's my favorite couple of birds, the alder flycatcher, comes up from South America, and he says, free beer. The olive-sided flycatcher kind of goes one better, and he says, quick, three beers.
Even the birds in Maine are articulate and like their beer. Thank you very much.
That's right. Take care, Robert. Thank you.
It's Michael Good, naturalist in Bar Harbor, Maine. Dr. Carl Lind is a veterinarian in Bishop, California, where he is admiring the ribbons and trophies he took home over the weekend at the town's Mule Days competition. Among his accomplishments, second place in the Halter Mule Contest, which of course raises the question, Dr. Lind, what is the Halter Mule Contest?
Well, about 400 mules entered the Halter Contest for saddle mule, and this is like a beauty contest. It's based on conformation and the overall good appearance and quality of the mules. And we were fortunate enough yesterday to have won the reserve champion mule.
When you say we, you mean you and?
The mule.
Yes, who is the mule? Yes.
Her name is Daisy Duke. She's a sorrel mule. That's a red color, but she has a flaxen mane and tail, so she's got a lot of blonde in her, and that's why she's named Daisy Duke.
Did you spend a lot of time training Daisy Duke?
She's been in pretty much constant training for the last 4 years. She came from West Virginia. I drove back to Tennessee to pick her up, brought her back out here to Bishop where I live, and have been training her pretty avidly with another fellow named Pat Bartlett ever since.
I mean, this is a whole little subculture. Mule shows? This actually goes on elsewhere?
Mule shows go on all over the United States. I would say on any given weekend in the United States, you can compete in two or three different mule shows.
Just out of curiosity, is there a magazine that people in the mule?
There's a couple of magazines. Yeah. The best one probably is Western Mule Magazine, which is published out of, I think, believe Missouri. And then there's also a magazine called Mules and More. They both have national circulation approaching probably 5,000 to 7,000.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Carl Lind, who is the owner of Daisy Duke, who took second place in this year's Halter Mule Contest at Bishop, California's Mule Days.
I'm Lauren Hickey, and I'm at the top of Heavenly at about 9,500 feet.
Obviously, Heavenly is a mountain.
It is. Ski resort.
And where is this ski resort?
It's in South Lake Tahoe. That's in Northern California.
And there's snow up there?
Tons of snow. We received about 10 feet during the last 2 months. So we have a lot of snow to go through before we see dirt.
So how do you dress for skiing on Memorial Day weekend? What do you wear?
You dress really light. Lots of sunscreen, sunglasses, a T-shirt, tank top. Oh, there's people wearing shorts, actually just getting off the lift now. That's pretty funny.
Any other plans for this holiday weekend?
I plan to barbecue later today, I think, like most people. But in Tahoe, you have to start it off the Tahoe way. That means either on the lake or on the hill.
And you chose the hill.
Of course.
Well, Lauren Hickey, thank you very much for talking with us from Heavenly Ski Resort.
Thank you. You have a great day.
This is Dave Fornell, and I'm in Batavia, Illinois.
And Mr. Fornell, can you tell us what you're up to this Memorial Day?
Well, we're out here at the World War II Reenactment Society, and we're setting up with about 75 reenactors, and people are coming down asking questions. We're shaking the hands of vets as they come down and kind of reminisce, looking at the equipment and the weapons.
I mean, this is a group that, as a hobby, does reenactments of World War II battles.
Yes.
In the same way that Civil War reenactors might do Civil War battles.
Exactly.
Now, are you reenacting some particular engagement of the Second World War today?
We're reenacting a small unit scenario. There's Americans that are out trying to hunt down a German 81-millimeter mortar position that's out in the woods. And there's a hidden machine gun that'll mow some of them down, and then the Americans eventually work their way around and they win the day.
Of course, the Americans can't just check a satellite photograph in this case, can they?
No, but we always let the Americans win a Memorial Day.
I see. Now, is this this hobby of reenacting World War II battles, is this typically something that World War II veterans like to do, or does it attract a younger crowd?
We actually do have some World War II and Korean War veterans that come out to these things. We always kind of look to them for advice on how to wear the uniform, the equipment.
What was the best little detail you got from a World War II veteran of how you should really do this?
They always tell us we're too clean. We need to grow a 5 o'clock shadow out. We need to have more mud on our uniforms, and we need to smell more.
Okay. Dave Fornell in Batavia, Illinois, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And now to Austin, Texas, where Roger Coyner is with the Austin Chord Ranger Chorus. That includes several different barbershop groups, and they are hosting a performance and patriotic sing-along today inside the state capitol rotunda.
That's correct.
What are you going to be singing?
Oh, all the all-American favorites. There's God Bless America and America the Beautiful. It's not really a performance by the Chord Rangers, but it's a community observance of Memorial Day. It seems to be something that's been lost, really remembering what Memorial Day is all about.
Well, given that, how's the turnout today?
We're expecting a full capacity. We could call it a standing room only crowd. Of course, there are no seats in the Capitol Rotunda.
Well, what are the acoustics like singing in the Capitol Rotunda?
Oh, this is the best sound stage in Austin. It's just awesome. And the crowd really, really does get into it.
Well, we are connected only by a telephone line,
yes.
but you have your quartet there, and I wonder if you could sing something patriotic for us.
Well, sure.
This performance by the Alley Cats, a barbershop quartet that actually was increased to six for this particular song. They are among those performing today at the State Capitol Rotunda in Austin, Texas, just one of many observances all across America this Memorial Day.